In Cairo, the noon prayer has ended. At the start of what's being called the Day of Departure is Free Egypt, actually a 490,000-square-foot area in the middle of Cahrir.
Both inside and outside of Tahrir Square, demonstrators, human rights activists, and journalists are targets for some in the Egyptian government. As it loses control, the screw tightens.
This is a violation of international norms that guarantee freedom of the press, and it is unacceptable under any circumstances.
Hillary Clinton gets tough. The Egyptian government gets tougher. Crackdowns in Egypt as the protesters draw a line in the sand. It's a takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 4th, the Day of Departure if you are in Egypt.
And you can hear the sounds of that Day of Departure. Those are the sounds of people live in Tahrir Square. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Protesters beginning now what they hope is the final push to force their president, Hosni Mubarak, from power. Sound of chanting from a little earlier this morning. Crowd of over 100,000 anti-government protesters are now in the square, and at this time, the line to get into the square stretches across one of the bridges over the Nile. They're calling it the Day of Departure, an end to Mubarak's 30-year reign. We'll see what the government thinks of that. The atmosphere in the crowd is reportedly festive after 2 days of some running battles with pro-Mubarak supporters, but the military is out in force, guarding all entrances to the square, searching everyone going in for weapons. At this time, the pro-Mubarak groups do not appear to have a visible presence, but after this week's violence, some protesters remain on edge.
Nobody can predict what will happen. I'm very afraid that confrontations will happen between Egyptian people.
A surprise visitor to the square this morning, though, was Egypt's defense minister, a sign that Egypt's most powerful institution, the army, sanctions today's rally.
Talks are underway between the White House and Egyptian officials about how to peacefully end the situation. One plan includes President Mubarak stepping down immediately and turning over power to a transitional government headed by Vice President Omar Suleiman and the Egyptian military. But our partner, the New York Times, says President Mubarak isn't going along with that plan. Mubarak tells ABC News he's fed up, wants to resign, but can't because Egypt would sink into chaos. Vice President Suleiman also spoke with ABC News. He was asked if the government would crack down on today's rally.
We will ask them to go home, but we will not push them to go home.
Suleiman went on to say that Egypt is not like Tunisia, and President Mubarak will die on Egyptian soil.
As we've been seeing in the past 2 weeks with Tunisia, Yemen, and Jordan, unrest has spread. There's a protest planned today in Syria, and right now plainclothes Syrian security agents are deployed in small groups outside the parliament in Damascus ahead of this planned demonstration, which was organized online. And in Algeria, the president says he will lift the 19-year state of emergency in the near future as a concession there to growing unrest. A large anti-government rally is planned for Algiers a week from now.
Here at home, the January jobs report comes out in a little more than 2 hours. Economists expect 146,000 new jobs were added, which would make that the fourth consecutive month of job growth. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,062, the S&P at 1,307, and the NASDAQ at 2,753.
Coming up, we're going to give you a preview of this week's big event, not in Cairo, but as we can hear the live feed there in Tahrir Square. Remember, there's still the Super Bowl. It's a Packer versus a Steeler Super Bowl. That's right. The big game is this weekend. We're going to preview the game with a meat packer and a steel industry worker later this hour. But first, we're going to be covering the latest unrest in the Middle East. You can hear the festive crowds in Tahrir Square in Cairo. The New York Times' Mark Landler joins us later. He has a breaking story on one of the options the Obama administration is presenting, maybe insisting upon, to Hosni Mubarak to step down immediately. And in a moment, journalists from Cairo explaining the crackdown as they try to report the latest news.